This is PhotoBizX episode number 269, and today our special guests are Dave and Angela Landauer of Danae Studios, and they are sharing a strategy, a third-party marketing strategy that they've been using to generate leads for years, and the results they are getting absolutely blew me away when I heard them. That interview is coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I can't wait to bring you this interview with Dave and Angela Landauer. It's taken me 2 years to get them on the show and be happy enough to open up and share how they are doing their marketing, how they have been able to sustain such a consistent flow of clients, and how they continue to make great sales year after year using this strategy. More about that when we get into the interview in just a minute. As far as me and my week is concerned, it's been all about kids' sports photography this week. This is the season for us where weddings have slowed down. There's a few less portraits to be shooting, and we start taking on the local soccer teams and photographing individuals and team photos for a couple of different soccer clubs in our area. And this is it's a great little earner for us. It comes at a great time of year as well. And one of the things I realized this week, because usually we outsource the photography side to our associates, but I was there shooting this week, and I'm going to be shooting a few more sessions for the soccer clubs over the coming weeks. What I loved about it was working side by side with Linda, my wife, and she really is the brains and the coordinator of these sessions with the soccer clubs. She gets the bookings. She does all the scheduling for the teams. She liaises with the coaches and the managers. And then on the actual shoot days, she has things running like a well-oiled machine. I feel like I'm part of a process line, to be honest. You know, I have my lights set up, the backdrop set up, and Linda's telling me which kids have got to have individual photos. Then we set them up for the team photos. And while all this is happening, Linda is talking to the parents. She's taking payments for the packages or individual photos, depending on what they want. And she just has this totally streamlined. And it really drove home the fact that I am just not good at asking for money. It's not one of my strong points. It never has been. And I think back to the way we started marketing our business or ourselves in our business. And I was always the creative, the photographer, the nice guy, the one who gets to have fun with the couples or the clients and create these beautiful moments and capture them as well. Whereas Linda was taking on the business side of things, you know, asking for money, sending out emails, chasing up late payments, thanking people for making payments. So she does all the money side of things. She always has. But while we're there doing these soccer photos, I was watching Linda work. And because we're working to such a tight deadline to get all these teams through, all these kids through, and I can tell you it's not like dealing with a bride and groom, you know, to have 11 screaming, and I mean screaming, five-year-olds going berserk every time the flash goes off, it was mind-numbing at times. And I was looking forward to getting through the 5 and 6 year olds. As soon as they turned 7, the kids were fantastic. But while all this is happening, because we have such a strict deadline, Linda's there talking to the parents. She's taking down names, but more importantly, she's taking money from the parents. And the way she does it is just so simple. She just asks for it. Which package are you getting? Are you taking the package? Will you be getting this package? This is what most parents are getting. And it was just a real joy to watch the way she asked for the money, asked for the sale. If anyone was unsure at all, she would lead them directly to the main package that everyone else was getting. She did it smoothly and quickly, took the money, took the details, moved on to the next person. And if anyone had any dramas like they didn't know about, they had to pay tonight because the manager or the coach hadn't told them, then she gave them a quick solution. Let me take your credit card details and I'll process it tomorrow. Or can you borrow the money from someone else in the team and pay them back yourself? You know, there's always a solution. There's always a workaround. And I can tell by the number of photos that I was taking, what she was doing was working very, very well. So I guess the big lesson, if there is one at all, is if you aren't good at doing something in your business, then find someone else that can do it for you. that can do it better than you, or learn how to do it. I mean, that's really your only options. You know, luckily for us, Linda was able to come into the business right from the very start, and that was one of her strengths. We knew that from the start. So right from the beginning, she was looking after the money, and I got to do the creative fun stuff. But if the business relied solely on me, if I didn't have a Linda to do the money side, I would either have to learn that or I'd have to find someone else to do it for me. And I think being a small business owner, I would just learn it. Because the money side is one part of the business that you do want to have control of. This applies to other things too, whether it's post-processing or making bookings or making phone calls or doing pre-consultations or even the shooting. You know, if you have a great business and you have more work coming in than you can handle, or maybe you want to start managing the photography business instead of shooting in the photography business, outsourcing the actual shooting is another option. Whatever your situation, if you're struggling with something in your business, you need to learn how to do it better, or you need to find someone that can do it for you. And if I see one email or one message going to Linda from a listener, from you, asking her to come and work for you, you better watch out, because I'm not sharing Linda. She's mine.
And now, a macro look at the last episode.
In last week's episode, I interviewed Alex Vita, the website guru. He's my go-to guy for anything to do with the website. And in that interview, Alex shared everything you need to know to have a successful photography website. It was full-on, jam-packed. I think it was over an hour and a half, that interview. And from the comments that I'm seeing from members inside the Facebook group, people are going back and listening two and three times over as they work through the things that Alex shared. And my advice, if you haven't heard that interview, have a listen to it. And if you do have a listen to it while you're driving, you're going to want to go back and listen with your website open and a notepad and pen or a notes document open on your computer and take notes as you go. Because Alex steps you through every part of your website. He basically diagnoses what people are doing wrong that he sees a lot of and what you should be doing instead to make your photography website right. So if you haven't heard that one, or if you're struggling at all with your website, get back and have a listen to that interview with Alex Vita.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, photobizx.com.
Alrighty, we're going to jump into this interview with Angela and Dave Landauer. If you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free podcast episode. And that does mean, unfortunately, you won't be hearing the full interview today. I do save the second half of the interview, and you can guess that it is a really important and good portion, the juicy part, for premium members, because I try every week to save some special content, the best content, usually the second half of an interview, for premium members only. Now, if you want to hear the full interview today with Angela and Dave, head over to photobizx.com/try, and for $1, you can get a 30-day trial membership. You can access the full interview today. You get access to the full back catalog. You'll get an invite to the Facebook group for members, and you get access to all the other benefits that go along with the membership. And I can promise you, the investment that you make to listen to this interview today is one you will not regret, particularly if you're shooting portraits and you're looking to increase the number of clients coming through the door, the number of leads you're getting access to, the number of sales you're making, because that's exactly what Dave and Angela share in this interview. So photobizx.com/try, become a premium member, see exactly what you're missing out on for that $1 trial. And if you like what you hear, like what you see, and like how much your business improves over the next 30 days, I think you'll see it's a no-brainer and it's worth staying on as a premium member.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
I met Dave and Angela of Danae Studios at a photography workshop in Melbourne a couple of years ago. We got chatting over dinner and I was intrigued by one particular marketing method that they were using to book portrait sessions so consistently in their small country town. I wanted to learn more at the time, but being surrounded by noisy photographers, great food, wine and beer meant there were just too many distractions to have a proper conversation. Since then, I've had a standing invitation to have both Dave and Angela on the podcast, and finally the stars have aligned and they're both with us right now. A little background about these two. Danae Studios is owned by Angela and Dave. They were both photographers before they met, and after they fell in love, they were married in 2014 and they combined their individual businesses to form Danae Studios, Danae Commercial and the Hashtag Lab. They're based in Australia, not far from Melbourne, and I'm rapt to have both of them with us now. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Andrew. Thank you. That was a hell of an introduction.
Mate, I can't believe it's been 2 years and I'm glad it's finally happening. I guess that the first thing you could help us with is what your roles are in the business, because I know you both handle sort of different parts of the business.
Well, we both shoot. We shoot slightly different things. I've always done commercial stills and weddings, so that's mainly what I do. I do a few portraits, but Dave does most of the portraits and he also now does video as well. So he does that for both our commercial clients and our wedding clients.
Okay, and who's looking after the business side of things, the website, the marketing, the admin? Who's doing all that?
Websites, definitely Ange. Marketing is a collective. We put now three heads together when we do it. But, I mean, you mentioned that particular system that we've used now for, I think, about 3.5 years with good success. That's been a collective. It's evolved over a couple of years. We just actually come out of a really, actually our best result in terms of entries and vouchers sent out. Yeah, we had about 600 and something entries into a competition, which is nearly double what we normally get from this type of marketing campaign. But yeah, to get back to your question, yeah, I shoot weddings and I do a lot of video work now too, with commercial and wedding videos as well.
Yeah, but the back end on the marketing happens between myself and now with Brooke, who is our business trainee who started in January. So she'll be taking over most of that. She's just done her first one with this last promo, so we've done it together, but she will take over a lot of the back end in regards to that marketing, and she's taken a lot of the admin load off of me as well. So
fantastic. So is Brooke full-time?
Yeah, 35 hours a week. Yeah.
Unreal. All right. And I alluded to the fact that you guys live in a small country town. Like, can you give us an idea of the area that you do service?
So I think the Traralgon, where we live, is about 26,000, 28,000 people.
The greater region we live in is called Latrobe Valley or Latrobe City, and that's about 80,000 collective. And then the greater region of that, again, is Gippsland, which is about, I think, about 370,000 in total. So we draw on about 120,000 people for most of what we do.
For portrait and wedding work anyway.
Yeah.
Commercial clients, it's a lot broader.
Got it. Okay. So you guys have these different parts of your business. And I mentioned Danae Commercial. I mentioned the Hashtag Lab. I've got a fair idea what the commercial side of the business is. What's the Hashtag Lab?
Dave's pointing at me. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. The Hashtag Lab is basically an Instagram photo booth. It's something that when we do it, it's very popular. Unfortunately, it is a bit of a neglected side of our business though. So it's one of those things that it's, yeah, as I said, when we do it, people love it. Different to a normal photo booth in that photos are actually taken on people's phones, so we get the feed from social media and print out those photos instead of actually having a photo booth. So anyone can use the hashtag for the event that it's at and their photos will print out as long as they're public in their social media profile.
That sounds really cool. So you set this up for your wedding clients and then they tell all their guests and then you do the printing at the actual venue.
Yeah, yeah. So it works well at corporate events as well.
All right. So why is this neglected? I mean, is it because it's not generating enough income or because you've got too much on?
It just never had the attention that we probably should have given it.
The thing is, we've been trying to grow the business, change direction of the business, you know, in terms of introducing video, a few other bits and pieces. We've trimmed down certain parts of the business. We're constantly trying to, obviously, and as everyone probably is or should be, looking at their business and finding out the most profitable parts of the business are And it just hasn't been one of them, I guess, as such. And, I mean, it can be a little bit glitchy at times. And unless you're a tech head like my wife, it can be a little bit of a frustration. So, I mean, look, the idea is great. And it's something that could grow, and hopefully over time we'll get Brooke onto that as well and she can run some events for us. But at the moment it's just purely about photography and videography growth areas.
Sure. So you mentioned the parts of your business that are the most profitable, and that's something that all photographers should be looking at. In your business, which areas are the most profitable?
Well, really commercial, because there's no product involved. We obviously know our margins and, you know, make money on the portrait side of the business and the wedding side of the business. And we certainly wouldn't be doing those if they weren't profitable. But the commercial side of the business is, there's no product. There's just time, which is a limited resource. But, yeah, there's different profit margins in different parts of the business, obviously.
Okay. So when you say there's no product, so you're saying there's no cost of goods, so anything you generate is all income?
Yeah, there's no
pretty much. Apart from our normal day-to-day, you know, overheads that we would have with the business anyway, you know, internet, insurance, gear, that type of thing. We don't have to pay for printing. We don't have to design albums. We don't have to produce albums, framing, canvases, all that type of stuff for commercial clients. So it's less high maintenance in some ways.
I mean, I know I've already been sidetracked now because I wanted to talk more about the portrait side of your business. But with the commercial side, how are you growing that, Dave? Because it sounds like that's your baby. How are commercial clients finding out about you and what you do?
Yeah, it's actually not my baby. It's more Ange. I mean, we set up Danae Commercial when not long after she moved down, like literally a week or two after, we went, okay, these are your areas. This is what you've done. This is an area of my business that I never, ever pushed and neglected. Let's set up the commercial arm to the business, and that's yours. But what's happened is since we've now introduced video in, so video has become part of the commercial business, obviously, as well as we do wedding video as well. So we're crossing over there, but commercial side of the business is technically Ange's baby. But I guess over the next 6 months, as we're expecting, it's going to change a little bit there. Yeah, it's a joint thing, that one, really.
It is now, yeah.
It's a joint thing now.
So, okay, so, Ange, if your baby or it started out that way, how are you letting people know that you guys are there and available to shoot this commercial work?
So part of the good thing about opening the commercial side or the commercial brand to the business, you know, later when I moved down, was the fact that Dave already had the established brand down here. So everybody had heard of Danae Photography, because he'd been working for, 10 years as a photographer down here. And, you know, done bits and pieces of commercial work. But basically one of the advantages of being regional is that people knew about us. So we really banked on that brand. And that's why when we amalgamated, we didn't change the name of the business. You know, basically my business name got pushed out because there's no point. You know, the brand recognition for Danae was so strong down here. So it's all basically referral, word of mouth with most of our work, but specifically with weddings and commercial. We really got that strong brand around here, so it's worked really well for us.
Awesome. So are you doing any specific marketing? Are you running Facebook ads? Are you sending out emails?
Not for commercial work. We sometimes in our newsletter will mention commercial topics when we do our newsletter.
I lost you guys. You're still there?
We're not wonderful because we're so busy.
Yeah.
So I just lost you there for a second, Ange. So just as you guys started laughing, what were you laughing about?
So we occasionally mention commercial topics in our newsletter that goes out to our database, but we are not wonderful at sending that out regularly, so that's why we were laughing.
Isn't it funny? Like, we all know that we should be doing these things, but we still struggle to do it. Why don't you guys do that? Why aren't you sending out emails regularly to your database?
It's just busyness. It really is It really is just that we are busy. We could work 25 hours a day, you know, and probably not ever catch up.
But that's one of the reasons why we brought Brooke on board as well, is to help us maintain the consistency with those types of projects and communications.
Sure. So what takes precedence when you guys get an inquiry? You know, what happens if you have portraits coming in, you've got wedding inquiries and you get a commercial inquiry? You know, which job takes precedence? Or do you try and do them all?
Try and do them all.
We're trying to do them all.
No wonder you guys are busy.
For commercial clients.
Yeah, it's one of those things like commercial, it's a pretty quick thing. Generally, people want it done next week, and that's a literal thing. They want something done next week. Some plan ahead a little more, you know, in a month's time or 2 months' time. Sometimes if it's a sort of like a schools and things like that, they take a little while to get their funding through and approvals and all that sort of thing. You know, like Anne shot a big one a couple late last year, the year before, big commercial shoots, 26 daycare centres across Victoria. So that saw her out of the studio for basically 20 days.
In December.
Wow.
And no other staff.
And we had no staff. So I died at Christmas that year. Okay, I got resurrected. But, no, it's sometimes, and they're big jobs when they come through too, for a lot of them. The commercial video, generally each one of those is a good 3 or 4 days in shoot time and edit time. Yeah, they come around pretty quick, whereas obviously weddings are planned ahead. In terms of booking portraits in, we don't book portraits in too far in advance, so therefore we do know what weekend we've got weddings on, and if we've got weddings on a Saturday, we're not putting portraits in before the wedding. And unless we have to, we do work a Sunday a month or effectively thereabouts so that we can put some in, because some families just with work commitments and that just can't make during the week. So especially through winter, we're more than happy to be a little bit more, it's already autumn, late autumn, winter, early spring. We're happy to be a bit obliging in terms of weekends. So that obviously that's a cash flow thing for us too. So if we can book, you know, 2 weekends a month full of portraits, then that's great for us because, you know, all of a sudden we've covered ourselves for weddings for those months if we do it well. And that's what we've done with this latest marketing campaign we've done. We've sort of set ourselves up for our sort of late autumn, early winter shoots. And then basically by the end of June, I'm hoping to take a month off when Ange takes 4 months off to have a baby.
Sounds like a good plan. I want to get into the portrait thing in just 1 second. Just sticking with your commercial stuff for one more minute. You guys sound like a lot of studios, even a little bit like myself. You know, I'm shooting weddings and portraits and I do shoot some commercial work. You guys seem to go after it harder than I do. How do you price your commercial work? Is it an hourly rate? Do you have a day rate? Is it everything by quote?
Everything's quoted, but we have standard rates. So I guess we kind of learnt a bit when we opened the arm of the business down here in relation to commercial clients. And being regional, a lot of businesses have never purchased professional photography before. You know, they may have invested in a website, but they were just using stock photos on their website, or they were just getting staff to do their own headshots with an iPhone in the, you know, up against the wall under a downlight in the hallway. So we had to make it simple and appealing for people to understand because they just didn't know how commercial worked. So we have a minimum charge and then we have a half day rate and a full day rate, and they include a certain number of retouched images. So I know there's probably potentially commercial photographers in the city that are like, oh my God, no, you need to charge post-production and that type of thing. But this works really well for us down here. Our clients know what they're going to get when they book us for a half day rate. They know how much it's going to cost them if they need to buy extra images. You know, we've just really simplified it, and we've simplified the licensing of it as well. You know, so much commercial work is only used online and the lifespan of those images isn't what it used to be, you know. So we don't actually do like a 2-year license for commercial usage for 2 usages. You know, it's basically our client has the rights to use those images as they need, when they need. And it's simple. We don't have to talk about the C word. We don't have to talk about copyright normally. And, you know, it's easy for our clients to understand, and they know what they're getting. They know what they're spending. So
you retain copyright, but you give them unlimited usage rights by the sound of it.
Correct.
Okay. And so an hourly rate, can you give me a figure?
The minimum charge is $330.
I thought it went up.
It did go up. Our minimum charge for events is $330.
So if I want to book you just to come and get some headshots, so I'm looking minimum 3:30.
Yeah, it depends. So headshots are slightly different. If we're doing them here at our studio, we have a charge for an individual person, which is not $330, it's $165. Once you go up from one person, obviously it gets cheaper per person. So we've got a rate for individuals for up to three people, up to five.
Got it. And you just said, Ange, that if they come to your studio, now your studio is in your home, isn't it?
No, it's in the shed. It's still a shed at the moment. It's been converted. We're in the process of building the new studio. We moved, a year ago tomorrow. We moved a year ago to a new place. For how many years did you have the old studio out the back for?
So I had a studio at home at the last place, and that was for five and a half years. And we bought this place because it basically had a shed that was bigger than our house that we were living in. That's a 156 square metre shed. And it actually had a room in it already painted a hideous green, but we've gone in there and put 14 coats of paint on the walls and used it as a shooting space for the last 12 months, literally to the day. And now we're sort of building around that room and modifying it at the moment, and we're in stage one of what we're calling Denae 3.0, which is 3.0 has a little bit of meaning to us. It's just a bit of fun. But it's the third studio I've built, and it's also two people are going to become three soon. So it's sort of a little bit of fun for us.
That's nice. Nice.
But yeah, so that's what we're doing, and that's where we have space where we used to shoot a lot of newborns. It's not a big room. It's only 6 by 4.5 metres, so it's big enough to do what we needed to do because it's just for the shooting space. The offices and our viewing room and meeting rooms and all that are in the house at the very front of our house that we bought. So looking to move all that down the back before baby arrives.
Yep. Within 13 weeks.
Sorry, I missed that, Angela.
Within 13 weeks.
Well, the reason I asked the question about, operating a home-based studio is because there was a recent discussion inside the members' Facebook group, and it was from one of the photographers, a female photographer. She was concerned about having a studio and calling it a home-based studio or a home studio. She thought that gave the wrong impression to potential clients. Have you guys ever found that?
The way to get around it is to make sure that the space is professional, to make sure that it's separate from your personal space, to make sure that it is dedicated and that it's not somewhere that your children are running around or, you can hear the TV in the next room from or anything like that. It's all about it being a professional space. Doesn't matter if it's in the front of your house, in your garage, in a shed out the back. As you want people, as soon as they walk in the door, to know that they're somewhere professional.
I mean, that's not the easiest for everybody. There's so many people starting out. No, I get that. I mean, I started out in a bedroom in a what they call mill home, weatherboards falling off it, 16 years ago. When I started this business, it was in a dodgy house, paint peeling, weatherboards falling off. There wasn't skirtings around the floors. Like, I was literally at the bare bones when I started this business. So I do understand that there's people out there that are starting from next to nothing and in areas that they haven't got the space, they haven't got this. But if you can create at least one room where you take people into and they go, oh, right. So as long as there's an impression, whether they walk through your house, as long as it doesn't stink and, look really dirty, as long as they walk into a room or a space, whether it be a sunroom or even a garage, as long as it makes them go, oh, cool, this is all about photography. It's got to leave a first impression. I'm a believer that, yes, all the other things do add up, and I do also believe that you've got to be charging accordingly. So if you're walking into a house that I had, paint peeling and weatherboards falling off and this and that, and it wasn't the nicest house when I first bought my original place, but I wasn't charging $5,000 and $6,000 for wedding photography. I was only charging, I started at $9.95 back then. So I was charging what I called bedroom pricing. I'm working from a bedroom in the house, so I was charging accordingly. I felt comfortable. And over a period of time, I did up another room in the house, you know, ripped it, gutted it, took it back to frames, replastered, painted it, made it different. And I put my prices up and it didn't affect. It was good. It was all a result. So it's all about giving people a wow moment, because you've only got one opportunity to create a first impression. If you are working from home, there is difficulties, but just don't call it a home office. Don't call it a home photography studio.
Just call it a studio. Yep.
You work from home. Calling it a home studio or home photography studio, home-based photography, I don't think you need to actually say that. You just work from home. It's like, you know, mortgage brokers, they work from home. Accountants do. So many people do. They just work from home. Home-based businesses are really popular. So I wouldn't get too caught up with that. I think working from home is going to be the best thing for us with a family. But, yeah, you do have to separate it. And it isn't always easy. And I know when you're starting out, it's actually really difficult. But it can be done. And you will do it if you really want to make it happen. Sorry, that's a really long answer.
It's all good. But you actually, when you said you have to have that wow factor or have people feel like it's a professional space when you walk in, you made me think straight away of my local dentist. He basically works out of a house. And it looks like a house until you walk in the front door and it's like, oh, this is a dentist.
Okay. You know? Yeah, yeah. And even, like, I know you've had Katie and Jeremy from Heart Story on. You know, we stayed with them a while ago, and where they were living, they were renting. And they were running their business from the front couple of rooms in the house. And it was awesome. Like, you wouldn't even think about the fact that you're in a house or know that you're in a property that they didn't own, because the way they had it set up was, you know, super professional. And, you know, you walked in and you were like, okay, yep, I'm in a photography studio.
Yeah. So I wouldn't expect anything less from those two.
No, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even here with our house, as much as it's been 12 months and it was only going to be 6 months, but that's what happens when you're relying on councils and planning people. But you walk in the front room here at the house, the very front door, and there's a massive big canvas set on the wall and wedding photos over the fireplace and all that sort of thing. So instantly they walk in and they see beautiful images. And so all of a sudden they're in a professional space. Doesn't matter that it's a house.
Sorry to interrupt. Even clients that we dealt with at our old studio, which was a dedicated space that had been a shed that literally got fitted out like a brand new house, clients that had come there when we moved have come here and gone, oh, this is really cool. I really like this.
That's so good.
Even yeah. though it's completely, completely different, where because the old studio was ultra-modern, you know, shiny stainless everywhere and all sorts of things and, you know, funky carpets and light fittings and all that sort of thing, whereas this is a 130-year-old house that's been renovated, painted at the front, and that's about it. Still got the wonky original floorboards and all that sort of thing, but it's character.
So yeah, it's got character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, no, it's good. But, yeah, it's just about that impression. It's just at the point where you are going to sit them down to talk to them, if at that point they can see that you are – professional or heading towards professional, you should be okay. But pricing needs to match.
For sure. All right, I feel like we've got to get into this portrait stuff. We're going to run out of time. So when we were sitting down for dinner that day a couple of years ago, I was blown away by how many portraits you were booking and how consistently. And I can't remember the sales figures you gave me, but I think it was impressive as well. What are you doing, guys, to book all these portraits and keep it going for year after year? Who wants to start? I don't know whose brainchild this is.
Well, the brainchild, it's Dave. I knew nothing about marketing portraits before I met him, because I didn't do them and I wasn't particularly interested in doing them, and I had never thought about marketing portraits. So, yeah, he can probably talk about all of that. I guess the main thing we don't do is just sit and wait for the phone to ring.
Yeah, that's the important bit. If you sit around and wait for the phone to ring, I think anyone that's in the photography business knows that it's not just going to ring. It doesn't happen. You can be the world's best photographer and it's not just going to happen. You need to make it happen. Look, this system comes from, it's not fully my brainchild, but it is something that I spoke to a couple of other photographers about, that they were doing something similar, but we've just converted it to suit us here in a country area. And I'd done third-party marketing before, so it was kind of using a third party but not using a third party. So essentially what we do is we've aligned ourselves with a few different businesses around town. So I'll speak of one particular one. It's a children's wear shop. So everything from zero to, I think, about 8 years old. So it's sort of like a boutique for kids, like high-end sort of brands for kids. And it's really, really well-known here in the area. So essentially what we did was we went in and we bought a voucher for the value of, $400 from them. And we run a competition on Facebook so that people can win that $400 voucher.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Guys, you have been super generous. I'm so glad that I kept pestering you guys for 2 years to come on and talk about what you guys do. I think that the listener got the idea that you guys are having a baby soon in the coming month. So from me and the listener, massive congratulations and a huge thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Mate, it's my pleasure. It really is my pleasure. And I haven't even mentioned your website, which is absolutely gorgeous. I think, Ange, that's the result of all your work. I love the way it's set out. It's easy to navigate and so much info there. That's a credit to you as well. So I'll add links to your website and your social media profiles, and the listener can certainly check out more of what you guys do online. So again, just a massive thanks, guys.
No worries. Welcome.
Thank you. It's been good.
I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. Dave and Angela, if you guys are listening, a massive thanks again for coming on the show. I know it's taken nearly 2 years to get you guys on. I'm so glad you finally said yes, and more so, delighted that you were happy to share exactly how you're running your promotions, how you're bringing in the clients that you are, and how you go through your sales process. Yeah, that was absolutely awesome stuff. And I know what you shared today is going to be a massive help to the listener. Congratulations and good luck with a brand new addition to your family, which I know is coming up very, very soon. For you, the listener, well, I hope you feel like I do, that was absolutely amazing. I hope you've come away with some ideas that you want to implement into your business as a result of what these guys had to share. If there is something, if you can see yourself implementing what Dave and Angela shared or any of the tips that they talked about and shared in the way that they do business, I'd love to hear about it. Is there one thing that you're going to walk away from this interview and implement into your business? Because if there is, that's what I want to hear about. Leave a comment in the comments area and you'll find them in the show notes, because I want to know what it is and I want to hold you accountable. And this is exactly what we do inside the members Facebook group. But if you listen to the free podcast, use the comments area. Let me know if there's one thing that you're going to go away and implement into your business. And like I was about to say, you'll find the comments area in the show notes, and they are at photobizx.com/269. In those show notes, you'll find links to anything and everything that Dave and Angela talked about or mentioned. You'll find examples of their beautiful work, and you'll find the comments area there as well. If you sign up to become a premium member, you'll find a link right at the top to take you to the premium version of this episode, where there was so much more good stuff. I've got three big shout-outs for today's episode. The first one is for the Photography Experiment podcast, and it comes from Stuart Cox in Australia. He says in his review, "Where does Andrew find the time to create not one but two fantastic podcasts?" And he loves that the Photography Experiment podcast focuses on the psyche of the artist and the inspiration behind the scenes. He goes on to say that it's a refreshing take on photography-centric podcasts. And that's exactly what the Photography Experiment podcast is. It's less about business. It's more about the headspace of the photographer and how they get to where they do with their photography. It doesn't get released as often because I just don't have the time to record more. I do love recording those episodes, and it's awesome to read your review. Stuart, I'm glad that you're loving the interviews when they do come out, and I promise to get out more throughout the year. Great to have you listening, mate, and thanks again. My next two shout-outs go to Justine Lacandro from Australia and David Waitman from the UK. Both photographers left 5-star ratings and lovely reviews inside iTunes for the PhotoBizX podcast. And the beauty of these two reviews is both photographers are at totally different stages of their businesses. Justine is just starting out. Well, she's been going for a few years now as a newborn photographer, and she's loving what she's hearing on the podcast. Whereas David has been shooting for years and years, and he's still getting a ton from the podcast as well. And reading those two reviews side by side makes me feel fantastic to know that the content that's going out each week is helpful for newer photographers and also for photographers that are at the top of their game and have been for a long time. That is just awesome. So Justine and David, a massive thanks from me. I know it's a bit of a hassle to leave those reviews, but it means so much and it does help other photographers find the podcast in iTunes. Because you have left those reviews, Justine and David and Stuart, in addition to the shout out on the show, I have left links to your websites using keyword phrases that you're looking to rank for in Google. So you've got a nice juicy backlink from the PhotoBizX website, which will help your SEO. So if you're listening and you haven't left a review and you'd like a backlink, a nice, strong, powerful backlink using a keyword phrase that you're looking to rank for, then simply leave an honest review in iTunes for the Photography Experiment podcast or PhotoBizX. Let me know that you've left the review. Shoot me an email. And in that email, let me know the URL you'd like me to link to and also the keyword phrase you would like me to use for the anchor text to link to your website. It's the least I can do to say thanks for helping me by leaving a review.
PhotoBiz Exposed. Interviews with photographers to help you build a better photography business.
Not so much of an announcement, but more of a reminder if you are a premium member. I've mentioned in the last couple of episodes that we are going ahead, well, we're actually in the middle of having members review a particular episode of the podcast and recording the action steps that that guest shared. And if you are participating in that, or if you want to participate in that, I would love you to. There's a spreadsheet. I'm going to email that to you if you're a premium member. Simply click on the link, select an episode, and there's full instructions there on how I would love you to document the action steps that that guest shares in that interview. Once I collate all those different reviews, we're going to make a PDF which contains all the action steps shared by all the guests that have been interviewed and reviewed by you, the premium member, and you're going to get that totally free. So at this stage, there's 269 episodes to review. There's a bunch of members already getting stuck in and doing this. Those members will be assured of getting a copy of that PDF when it's complete. If you do want to get involved, look out for your weekly email. All the instructions are there and in the spreadsheet. I honestly think the finished PDF is going to be one of the best business resources available to any photographer. Just think of all the content shared by all the guests I've interviewed since starting in one easy-to-reference PDF. You can do a search for topics. You can do a search on guests. You can find out which interview someone spoke about what. You can go to the exact time that they talked about that topic, or you can just use the PDF and follow the steps to implement what they shared in that interview. Yeah, I think it's going to be an incredibly useful resource for any photographer. You're going to get it free if you're a premium member and you get involved and review a single episode. I reckon it's going to take about 2 hours all up to listen to the interview part only and record the action steps. Not a big ask for such an amazing benefit once you've finished. Plus, there's a good chance you're going to learn something new or be reminded of a strategy or technique that you may have long forgotten if you go back and pick up one of the older interviews. If you haven't been listening for a long time, you may not have even heard some of the interviews that are available in the back catalogue. Either way, I'd love you to get involved if you aren't already.
PhotoBizX.com. Real advice, real strategies, and real ideas to build your photography business.
And just one more quick announcement for premium members. Don't forget to get your questions to me by next week for Alex Vita. If you have a specific question about your website or what you're working on or something you want to try or implement in regard to your website, send your questions to me because I'm going to be recording a follow-up members-only interview where Alex comes back and answers those specific questions to you and your issues or problems to do with your website. And if it's not an interview, it'll be in written form as a blog post in the members area of PhotoBizX. Alrighty, that is it for me for this week, this episode. I need to go and get my strength up, go and sleep well before I take on the next batch of 5 and 6 year old kids at the next soccer shoot. Oh, I'm dreading it already. I hope you have an awesome week. If you're a premium member, can't wait to talk to you inside the members Facebook group. If you're a free listener, what are you doing listening to the free podcast? Get on and become a member. I honestly feel like you are missing out on so much. by not being a part of the Facebook group, joining a mastermind group with other photographers, getting access to so many other things that I go on the hunt for, like special rebates and discounts, and personally helping as many members as I possibly can. Come and give it a try if you haven't already, because I think you're missing out on way too much. All right, I don't want this to be another ad. Have an awesome week. I will chat to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.